All right, folks, here we are. Another wonderful Tuesday in the neighborhood. And today's date is May 19th, 2026. Creeping up on a long weekend. And we will start with a prayer. Lord, we come to you again this day to study your word and the grace it spells out for us that is from you. Please be with the speaker this evening that he may be correct in his teaching and that all that listen are edified by your words. We give thanks to all the blessings you bestow upon us, and our hearts are with you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. So, folks, we're going to take a trip through tonight through the appendices. Specifically, we're going to take a trip through appendix number 3. And this is basically where Genesis, as it's stated in there, Genesis finds its complement in the apocalypse. And basically, we look at the apocalypse. We're looking in Revelation. So without further ado, we shall start. And number one, Genesis, the book of the beginning. Apocalypse, the book of the end. And number two, the earth created. So we'll go to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now it's the earth passed away. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Number three is Satan's first rebellion. The book of Genesis does not describe Satan's original rebellion or fall from heaven. Instead, Satan appears in Genesis 3 as a serpent already fallen, acting as the adversary by tempting Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The narrative of this origin in rebellion comes from other parts of the Bible, such as in Isaiah 14:12-14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I find it interesting that he doesn't really ever say, I will be above the Most High. And then in Ezekiel 28:12-15, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Interestingly enough, I go back to a question that Tony Pinkinky had asked me one time. He said, the king of Tyrus, who is the king of Tyrus? And I didn't get a chance to answer him because he went silent, passed away. But it can be a little confusing when you go back into that, just on a little side note as to who the king of Tyrus really was. And it is worth a good read, a good study in that case. Cause in one sense, there is a king of Tyrus, but the king of Tyrus that is spoken of was never in Eden. In order to place Satan's first rebellion in Genesis, we can refer to the gap theory. Some scholars believe the rebellion happened in a chronological gap between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. In this view, God's perfect initial creation was ruined by Satan's fall, resulting in the earth becoming formless and void before God renewed it. Again, this is only a theory, and we are left with some information that is not made known to us. Actually, it is on a need-to-know basis. And then Satan's final rebellion, Revelation 23. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And then Revelation 20:7, 8, 9, and 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, number 4. Sun, moon, and stars for earth's government. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Now the sun, moon, and stars connected with earth's judgment. Revelation 6:13. When the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, and even as a fig tree casteth her old untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And I have to admit, I had heard a term about that once before. As far as even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs. That's a very interesting term right there. And I will say right now, I'm not fully certain what the etymology was for that term and how we may see it now. So that's going to take a little bit of understanding, but I'll study on that. But I will say it makes sense in that, as far as our judgment is concerned, that fig tree, the figs being shaken by a mighty wind, being shaken by the Lord, and being cast away. And then in Revelation 8:12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Revelation 16:8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Here we see where the sun, which is normally given to sustain life, is now empowered to destroy such. And interestingly enough, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. That correlation to, you know, the idea of a third of the angels that followed Lucifer is, to me, a kind of interesting in the numbers in that sense. Number five, sun to govern the day. Genesis 1:16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And then on the other side of this, no need of the sun. Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Easy enough said. Number six, darkness called night. Genesis 1:5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. No night there. Revelation 22:5. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Neither the sun nor man-made light will be necessary, for in God's presence shall we have illumination in clarity. Waters called seas. Genesis 1:10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. No more sea. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Number eight, a river for earth's blessing. Genesis 2:10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And in 11, 12, 13, and 14, we'll continue on. The name of the first is Pison, which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Now, a river for the new earth. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. As you see, we have one end of the spectrum being complemented by another end of the spectrum in certain, you know, with the, you know, certain subject matter. Number 9, man in God's image, Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Man headed by one in Satan's image, Revelation 13:1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. In one instance is a fantastic view. In another instance is calamity, is, you know, as it says, is blasphemy. Nothing good. 10, entrance of sin. And we're going to go Genesis 3:1-5. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Development and the end of sin. Go to Revelation 21:4 to start with. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, and for the former things are passed away. Revelation 22:3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. The curse pronounced, Genesis 3:14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, no more curse. Revelation 22:3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. There's keep coming back to certain times that point again of Revelation 22:3. Number 12. Beth entered, Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. No more death. Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Again, this focal point for that. Revelation 22:3-4. 13. Cherubim, first mentioned in connection with man, Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Cherubim, finally mentioned in connection with man. Revelation 4:6. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. Revelation 4:7 now. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. The relationship to a cherub is found actually in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 10:14. And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. Man, driven out from Eden, and the tree of life is guarded. Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Man restored. Revelation 22. And we'll do 3:7-14. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. 15. Tree of life guarded. Genesis 3:24. Again, so he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Right to the tree of life. Revelation 22:14 again. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Some of these, there's just that one point and end point, start point and an end point that are very specific, and they all follow that basic pathway from a start to a finish. Number 16, sorrow and suffering enter. Again, here we go. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. No more sorrow. Back to Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be more pain, any more pain. for the former things are passed away. Just a distinct pattern here through some of these notes in the appendices. 17. Man's religion, art, and science resorted to for enjoyment apart from God. Genesis 4:20 through 22. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such that dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Man's religion, luxury, art, and science in their full glory judged and destroyed by God. Revelation 18:18. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? Revelation 18:10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Nimrod, a great rebel and king, and hidden anti-God, the founder of Babylon. So we go to Genesis 10, 8 and 9. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. The beast, the great rebel, a king and manifested anti-God, the reviver of Babylon. Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. I know some of these can be, you know, a little bit confusing. I'll come to a summation in the end with some more thoughts. But when you read these and you look at these, it does give you impetus to say, what are these notes for? Rather than reading someplace and not coming to the appendices, go to the appendices and find some relationship pieces in here, and then go back into the Bible and find out what those notes, what those appendices were for, what they were pointing out. So 19, a flood from God to destroy an evil generation. Genesis 17:11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. Genesis 7, 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And then we have a flood from Satan to destroy an elect generation. Revelation 12, 13, 14, and 15. When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth water as a flood, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. I mean, this is Satan Satan wanted to end that possibility of the Messiah. And at every turn, he was there just casting his wickedness. Number 20, the bow, the token of God's, the bow, the bow, the token of God's covenant with the earth. Genesis 9:13. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. The bow, betokening God's remembrance of his covenant with the earth. Revelation 4:3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Revelation 10:1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Number 21, Sodom and Egypt, the place of corruption and temptation. Genesis 13:10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Genesis 19:13. For we will destroy this place, because the city of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Sodom and Egypt again, spiritually representing Jerusalem. Revelation 11:8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. That's pretty powerful there. 22. A confederacy against Abraham's people overthrown. Genesis 14:8-13. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar, and they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Eleazar, four kings with five. And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshel, and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. Now, a confederacy against Abram's seed overthrown. And this one you're going to have to just broaden, because we had the subject before, a confederacy against Abraham's people overthrown. This has a little more specificity. Revelation 12:7-11. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world? He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And that very specifically speaks of Abraham's seed. 23. Marriage of first Adam. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Genesis 2:20-23. Actually, Genesis 2:20-23. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Marriage of last Adam. Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. I mean, that's a beginning and an end of one sort. Number 24. A bride sought for Abraham's son Isaac, and found. Genesis 24:2-4. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of the house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Now, a bride made ready and brought to Abraham's son. Again, here's another one, open, I think in a broader sense. Revelation 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The Father's will. Just as Abraham sent his servant to find a bride for his son Isaac, God the Father sent the Holy Spirit into the world to gather a bride for his son Jesus. Number 25. Two angels acting for God on behalf of his people. Genesis 19:1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Two witnesses acting for God on behalf of his people. Revelation 11:3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, traditional thought dictates that because Enoch and Elijah were the only two men in Bible who did not experience physical death, having been translated or taken directly to heaven, they must return to die as the witnesses. This interpretation relies on the principle that is appointed for all men to die once, as stated in Hebrews 9:27. Number 26, a promised seed to possess the gate of his enemies. Genesis 22:17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. The promised seed coming into possession. Revelation 11:18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, and they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Number 27. Man's dominion ceased and Satan's begun. Genesis 3:24 again. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Satan's dominion ended and man's restored. Revelation 22:3, 4, and 5. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. That's a recurring theme. 28. The old serpent causing sin, suffering, and death. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The old serpent bound for 1,000 years, Revelation 20:1, 2, and 3. When I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations no more. That he should deceive the nations no more. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that, he must be loosed a little season. 29. The doom of the old serpent pronounced. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The doom on the old serpent executed. Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. 30. Sun, moon, and stars associated with Israel. Genesis 37, 9. And he, being Joseph, dreamed yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Sun, moon, and stars associated again with Israel. Revelation 12, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The woman is indicative of Israel. Continuing on this also heralds the coming of the Messiah. Revelation 12, 2, 3, and 4 now. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Thus, with Appendix 3, we find scriptural bookends that can ultimately line up on either side of the elements to be studied and understood in Scripture. Whether it be that we are going to look at things as a cause and effect measure, or if we look at things as a consequential response to actions, it can soon be discovered that, such as with this appendix and all other appendices, we should be able to further come to an understanding regarding the threads that tie all Scripture together. Father in heaven, we give thanks for this time that we are able to come together, like-minded, under the same heart, with love for you and your creation. We are all thankful for the night's rest and the day's waking. For in the time between, we are given the opportunity to learn your words and quicken our hearts with a love that is seeming immeasurable. We have faith, Lord, and what goes unseen, and thus we have hope in that which is tangible in our hearts. As always, we come to our prayers with a boldness deserved, and in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.